This article is entitled Serving Those Who Serve: Ministry Raises Awareness of Issues That Veterans Face. With God's help, you can make a difference in a veteran's life. That's the Veterans Day message by Vicki Dobb, Executive Director of Veteran Servant Corps Project of the Rocky Mountain Synod. Dobb, a volunteer, is passionate about raising awareness of the challenges facing military veterans, taking her message to the Synod's 150 churches on Sundays. And she hopes that people will help a veteran in need, but she said many simply just don't know how to help. Dobb said, "God called me to do this work." She's a 16-year member of Bethany Lutheran Church in Cherry Hills Village in Colorado, near Denver. She said, "Every day, I'm grateful that I listened to this call. My life was changed for the good for saying yes." Dobb was led to her ministry after she and her husband Larry, who served with the Air Force in Vietnam, learned about how many veterans die by suicide. In 2020, suicide was the 13th leading cause of death among veterans overall and the second leading cause of death among veterans under 45. Larry and I felt that God was asking us to take action. Larry, added, was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam and knows what it's like to return from war. In 2011, the Dobbs began working with another organization to facilitate relationship workshops for veterans. She said veterans often have a lot of challenges when they return from deployment, which puts marriages at risk. After doing workshops for almost a decade, Dobb, a retired math teacher, felt that earning a master's degree in Christian ministry would better equip her to help veterans, so in 2019 she enrolled at Luther Seminary in St. Paul. When she graduated, Dobb began to brainstorm with Gary Sandberg, a pastor of Bethany, and Jim Gonia, bishop of the Rocky Mountain Synod, about creating a veterans ministry. In 2020, the Synod launched the Veteran Servant Corps Project, funded entirely through donations. Its goals are to provide no-cost retreats at ELCA camps for veterans and their families, training for ELCA clergy and pastoral care support staff to understand veterans' issues, ideas, and materials for veterans' awareness and celebrations in ELCA communities, and worship services at veterans' homes. Dobb also belongs to the Colorado Council of Churches and advocates for state legislation to benefit veterans. There are a lot of resources for veterans, but none are faith-based, said Dobb, who made it her ministry to raise awareness of the challenges that veterans encounter. Those challenges, she said, often include loneliness, homelessness, physical disabilities, health problems, unemployment, mental health concerns, and other issues. Many have no one to talk to. Like all of us, when we get into emotional space and don't know where to turn, many of us look to our friend network, she said. Veterans often don't have these networks and are isolated. They also look to the church for help, she added. Dobb asked Nick Leither, pastor of Well of Hope, an ELCA mission in Castle Rock, Colorado, to offer a monthly interfaith service at a veteran's home near Denver. He said, "The residents have a faith life, and my experience is that they have varying degrees of devotion. Some are searching, some are believers, and some want to be a part of a community, but many of them are lonely." The ministry tries to offer veterans the same care and concern they might receive from any congregation regarding their family, healing trauma, memory issues, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Colorado is a good place for this ministry because it's home to the Air Force Academy, many military bases, and a lot of retired veterans. Sandberg estimates that Bethany has about 20 veterans among its members. Sandberg said this ministry is good for the church because it acknowledges that for so many veterans of the Vietnam and Korean Wars, the scars are still very real. Some people carry scars, and some have moved on. And I don't know that the church is well-versed in caring for people with challenging situations. Supporting veterans is easier than you think. You don't have to do something grandiose to let them know that the church supports them, he said. Dobbs said ministries such as this one inform churches about the issues facing veterans, and congregations are embracing the challenge. Her advice to anyone wanting to help a veteran: be open to God's call. God is calling us all to do something.